The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Cleaning Nation, what is going on? Lindsay Bjorklund here with the fabulous Suzanne Bandake. So we got the, we used to call each other the Amigas on the team. So now we changed it to S and L, Suzanne and Lindsay. I like that. So yeah, S and L here today. And today I wanted to speak with Suzanne about something I've been seeing in Cleaning Nation, where you are out there going on bids, which is great, but some of you are just derailing yourself. You're your own worst enemy when it comes to bids. So Suzanne, we are going to dive deep into this today and just rip it apart and see what we can come up with.
Awesome. I love bids, Lindsay. How did you know?
I had a feeling. A little bird told me. So the first thing that I wanted to dive into is people going out there, going on bids and just psyching themselves out. What do you think about that, Suzanne?
Oh, yes. Let's talk about psyching yourself out. And tell me, Lindsay, if you've heard any of this. I don't think I'm the right person. Maybe they won't like me or my company. My price is probably going to be too high. There's too much competition and I probably won't get it anyway.
Ooh, that was a lot. Let's unpack that. Definitely heard this.
Okay. So one of the things that I love to talk about that really serves us here, and I call it my life hack, is a thought wheel. So everybody, if you draw yourself a circle, and I'm going to show you how to work with this so that it will help you do a better bid. Sound like a plan, Lindsay?
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Okay. At the 12 o'clock position on your circle, you would have your thoughts or your beliefs.
Okay.
At the 3 o'clock position, we're going to put feelings or emotions. Mm-hmm. Because we all have feelings or emotions that come with our beliefs, correct?
Correct.
Then at the 6 o'clock position, we're going to put actions or no actions. So the thoughts and the beliefs cause us to do things or not do things.
Okay.
And then at the 9 o'clock position, whatever we do or don't do is going to feed into 9 o'clock is results. That's the word I want you to put at 9 o'clock. Results. Those results are going to feed right back into the 12 o'clock position, which is your thoughts and your beliefs. And you are going to say, see, I told you so. I was right.
Okay.
Because we're really highly intelligent people that always want to prove ourselves right.
Right. Let's get that working in our favor.
Right. So yeah. Let's talk about psyching yourself out and how you do that. Go ahead and write down any thought that you have around a bid that you have coming up, the last bid that you did, or some kind of future bid that you figure, I'm going to get this. Okay. I'm going to get a bid. I'm going to have an opportunity to do a bid. Please take note of what are your first initial thoughts. So let's do the negative stuff first.
Okay.
So let's say the thought is, Lindsay, what would you like to tell me as a negative thought around a possible bid? You're gonna play the company owner.
Okay. I got a crazy monkey mind, so I should be good at this. I'm going on this bid, and what if my quote for them is way out of their price range? So there's one.
Okay, let's just do that one.
Okay.
Because for each one, you may need to go through a separate set of thoughts. One, did you say it's probably going to be too much for them?
Yeah, my prices are too high.
Okay. So that's the thought or belief at 12 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, we have our feelings or emotions. If you feel like your prices are too high, how do you feel emotionally about that?
Well, if it was me, I would feel, if I went on that bid thinking, oh, my prices are too high, I would feel kind of guilty about it. Like, that's just me. I'd be like, I feel so bad about this. Like, maybe I should lower my price just this one time, you know, maybe just this one company so I can get the bid. I'd feel
okay. Okay. So you're feeling guilty. Mm-hmm. But you've actually gone on the bid. Believe it or not, some people, by the way, may not even take action and may find ways to not go on the bid so they don't have to deal with it. But Lindsay, I'm going to say congratulations to you because you're actually on the bid now.
Okay.
So, but you're on the bid. You're feeling like maybe your prices are high. You're feeling guilty. What's the action you're going to take when you actually do the bid and you give them the price?
Oh gosh, knowing me, and I'm not a cleaning company owner, but knowing me, I would probably cave in. And if they started bartering with, like, not bargaining with me, I would probably lower my price.
Okay. And we all know, in case Mike is listening to this podcast, we're going to say we all know that's really not the way we should handle that.
Probably.
We deserve to be paid a good price for the service that we do because we're worth it. Mm-hmm. Okay. But in the case where if you're feeling like it's too high, you're feeling guilty, then you cave on your price. The result is you may get the job, mm-hmm. but you're not really as profitable as you should be.
Mm-hmm.
And that feeds back. Okay. You got the job, but you reduced your price. And that feeds back into, see, my prices are too high.
Oh, I see there. I see.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Is that,
how that now, works.
Now we got to get out of the cycle, right?
Right.
If we don't change the thought, we're going to keep getting feelings that our prices are too high. We're going to keep changing our price. We're going to keep caving and we're really not going to be profitable. And folks, let's take it down the road. Depending how not profitable you are, soon you'll be out of business.
Mm-hmm.
Or you'll have quit to go find yourself a regular job because you can't make ends meet. Why? Because that initial thought derailed you.
Mm.
So now that we're all feeling down and depressed, you want to...
Did my job.
You want to do a good replacement thought? Do you want to try that?
Yes, let's try this.
Okay. What if the initial, let's continue changing the initial thought. If the initial thought is my prices are too high, I have a suggestion for everyone, and it's called a 50 stack of awesome. And what I would encourage you to do here is to create a list and write out why am I and my company worth 10 times more than I charge?
Ooh. Okay.
So Lindsay, help us all think about, you and I are going to cover some reasons why we might be worth way more than we charge.
Yeah. Well, if it was my cleaning company, I would have an awesome team of cleaners out there that do a great job. I would say that. So that would boost my confidence. Wow.
And that would mean, I'm going to add in on that. That means no hassle and no stress to the client.
Yes.
The client never has to worry, will you show up?
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to worry if the job is done well. Because it's always consistent, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. What else can we put in there?
We could, you know, if you're hopefully insured, that's another reason people would want you in their homes. Like that's way more, less worries for them to come into someone's home or business.
That's huge. Mm-hmm. And how about we add in that you pay your employees well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So that means they're going to stick around. Who wants a high turnover that the employee is always changing? They never know who's coming into their location. They never know who they can trust. Also make sure the employees are more trustworthy, following core values, because they're being paid well and they can go home and they can feed their families.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure for a lot of clients, that means a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. So we can just keep creating as you're hopefully all our listeners are getting the idea that you can just keep creating why you are actually worth more than you charge. So if you're feeling like, so Lindsay, if you think about this, pretend you have your cleaning company and you've got this 50 stack of why you guys are so awesome. Are you as concerned about price right now?
No, definitely wouldn't be. No.
Are you like, heck no, we're worth it?
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely. Right. And you could even have the mindset that, you know what, when you talk to someone, you could say, you could find people that are cheaper, but they're not going to be as good. How about that for a mindset?
There you go. There's a difference.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. How about addressing the elephant in the room on your bids and say, when you hand that bid over, say, you know what? I know you may find people that are cheaper, but you're not going to get the quality that you'll get with us. The quality and the confidence and the being able to sleep at night because you know everything's taken care of, stress-free. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're feeling that, you're, the feelings inside are good, right?
Right.
Positive.
No more guilt.
No more guilt. When you go, so now you're actually going to go and you're going to do the bid, not like the person who maybe doesn't want to go on the bid. Because right now you're actually going to go, you're going to do the bid. And when you present the bid, what's going to happen there? I'm going to tell you, okay?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you.
Real quick, Cleaning Nation, if you can think about how you found out about this podcast, maybe a tweet, a Facebook message, iTunes search, some sort of Instagram post, the only way we grow is word of mouth. We don't do paid ads. We don't run ads. You are it. The only ask I have is if you're getting value, share the love. However you found out about this, if it's a review or post, whatever it is, do that. Pay it forward so the next cleaning company owner can change their life as well. Back to the show.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, you're going to present that bid and you're not going to say a thing.
Ah, okay.
Okay. You're not going to say a thing because you're going to present that bid with confidence and you're going to be like, whether you say it or not, you're thinking, and we're worth every penny and more.
We're worth every penny and more. Ooh, okay.
Okay. Now, the result is, guess what? Chances are you'll get that bid. Okay.
Yeah, you probably present yourself a little differently too with having those kind of thoughts. Like, and just
go.
Yeah, just presenting it and saying nothing. I feel like my tendency, if I were in that place, would be to hand that and then to say something quickly. Like, it feels so anti-norm, like not the norm to just hand something and say nothing. I like that trick.
It takes practice. It really does. It's like a bite your tongue moment, pinch yourself, have a stress ball in your pocket, just squeeze.
Squeeze.
But that's the important part. It totally changes the physiology of how you would present that bid and how you are perceived by the client.
Yeah, how, confidence.
How you are feeling about yourself is immediately perceived. You don't even have to say anything. They're taking that on. It's it coming out in your aura. You feel confident. So then imagine getting that bid at full price. Then that feeds into your belief. Oh, I was figuring out my 50 stack of awesome. I was telling myself why I'm worth what I'm worth. And look at that. I got the bid. Have we changed the cycle?
Yeah. Yeah. Right there. Positive reinforcement now.
Right. Okay. So best life hack for using on any situation, actually business or personal, is try the thought wheel to change your thoughts and use any of the things that we said. I may not be the right person. There's too much competition. Figure out the reasons, the thoughts and the beliefs. Figure out the reasons. I could probably change my thought on that. Too much competition. Yeah, but I'm better. Right? Figure out the reasons why. Go back to the 50 stack of awesome. I'm not feeling confident. Work on that. I may not get it. Well, that's true, but you're not going to get anything you don't try for.
Exactly. And I feel like you could go back to that 50 stack of awesome in your conversation on the bid. If for some reason, you know, after that moment of silence, when you hand them the bid and they say you're too expensive, then you could hit back on, we're insured. No one's good. The quality is there. Like, you can just right away have that in the back of you, in your back pocket, to really come at them with it.
Exactly. And as Mike teaches about going, finding out the pain, their pain when you do a bid. Okay. So you're answering, number one, you took the time to find their pain. Not everybody does that. So let's almost back up a step. Before you actually present the bid, when you've gone the walkthrough, find out why it's so important for them to have cleaning and what's important to be done. Find out the pain of any past person or people they've had in there. So that when you present the bid, so first of all, go back again for me for a second. They're going to feel heard because you're asking about their pain and what they need done. And they're already going to respect and like you more. So the bidding process and winning the bid actually starts the first time you walk in that door. Okay. Your first presentation of yourself, how you carry yourself, the questions you ask about their pain and the caring about them helps them start to like and appreciate and see your value before you ever submit the bid.
Right.
So then when you submit the bid, you can talk about answering those pain points. And then exactly, Lindsay, as you said, if there's the add-on about, yeah, the price, well, this is why we charge so much. Or this is why, not so much, this is why we have the price we have.
Got it. I like it, Suzanne. I already feel better in this imaginary situation.
Why, thank you, Lindsay. Thank you, Lindsay. That's what I do.
Go on a bid. And you made a good point that kind of dovetails into our next point. You were saying, find out their pain, concentrate on that. And that is a version of being proactive at the bid.
Thank you.
And that's something that I think we both see, is that people out there in Cleaning Nation are going out on bids, not being proactive, not doing a little research on the company before, or the company or the client beforehand, to see if it's even a really good fit, for example. Can you speak more to that, Suzanne?
Well, again, Lindsay, it's going to tie into mindset. So if you are confident that you can get the right core value clients that are exactly the type of, that will be needing exactly the type of service that you provide, you know that you don't have to go to everybody who may not be a fit. So let's start with those mindset items long before the bid even comes in. So you're prepared. Look, I have, this is my game plan. This is my value. These are the clients that I serve, and these are the core values and the interaction, the treatment that I expect from everybody. So when a bid comes in, you can easily say, out of my territory, not work that I perform. You know, I don't do one-time cleans anymore. Whatever the scenario is. And when you say no to that person and you tell them that specifically, thank you very much for the bid. However, this is not something that we do. If you have a recommendation for someone else, this is what we do. We do the recurring cleans. Okay. And then at that point, you maybe even have the possibility of taking a one-time clean into, okay, I'm interested in recurring cleans because this is why. Right. But you have to be proactive and address the person because you're excited. Somebody answered your ad, answered something that you have out. Be excited. say, oh, if I'm getting too many that are the wrong kind, maybe I have to tweak my ad a little. But the good news is I'm getting responses for my ad. So let's celebrate that. A response is good. But that said, best bang for your buck, best energy value for your time. Don't waste time going out on bids that are not right for you, and don't ignore them. Make sure that you contact them and tell them why they wouldn't be a good fit, or find out.
Yeah. And I think what you're saying there too pre-assumes that we are niche down. So that's another thing, Cleaning Nation, that has to do with being proactive, is make sure you know what you want before you have your bids coming in and you're saying yes and going out and wasting your time on everyone. Just wanted to add that in. Right. We preach that a lot because we see it a lot, that people just kind of spread themselves too thin and aren't niching down, or niching down, or however you say it.
Depends if you're Canadian or American, right?
Yeah. How do Canadians say it?
Niche.
Niche. Yeah, because it sounds more French. French? I don't even know. Who knows?
I know when I deal with our clients all the time, it's, are you Canadian? Okay, niche, whatever. Anyway, another point that I wanted to make in that is being proactive means don't let the potential bid sit for too long.
Yes.
Okay. Oh. It's a competitive world. There are people out there. Doesn't mean they're better than you, but I tell you, if they get there, you know, the day before you do, if you've put this off for a week trying to figure out how to deal with this person or whatever your mindset is, and that's why it's a great idea to practice up, pretend you've got someone, create the mindset, do the 50 stack of awesome, so that when the bid comes in, you're like, yeah, ooh, I'm on it.
Right. Boom. Yeah.
ASAP, contact the person, set up the appointment, and be the proactive person that's there, because you know what else? That will set the tone for your future as well. The person who's quick to answer that bid will also be a person that it's assumed in the client's mind is quick to work, is quick to action, will do a good job.
That's so true. We almost should have said, do the be proactive first. Like that almost, we did it second, but it could almost be like the, well, it's throughout the whole system of doing it, I guess. But yeah, so let's just hit, Cleaning Nation, that went by fast. Let's just hit back on that. So number one, don't psych yourself out. Don't do the thought wheel, right?
Yes.
And what was it? The 50 stack of awesome?
Correct.
50 stack of awesome. I'm so stealing that. 50 stack of awesome. And then proactive, don't wait.
Right.
Niche or niche, however you want to say it, down, get that together.
Right. And just do it. Just do it and have the right mindset that you're going to get it. And I guarantee you'll get more bids than you lose.
So good. So good. Thank you, Suzanne. That was a great session today. I feel like I can go out and do some bids today, even though that has nothing to do with what I do for Girl Like Cleaning Company.
Me too. Let me at them.
SNL Cleaning Services, baby. Let's start it. All right, Cleaning Nation. It's been a great one. Thanks, Suzanne. And we'll catch you next time. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share it with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431, 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.